This is Exon Anderson. Welcome to the Principal Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about comfort zones. So if I have a zone of comfort that's this big, I'm holding my hands up fairly close to each other, and there's things inside of it that are comfortable. I mean, it's comfortable to lie in bed and do nothing. It's comfortable to sit on the couch. It's comfortable to watch movies. It's comfortable to eat, you know, certain things. And then I want to do something to make my life better. It's obviously going to fall outside of that zone. And the only way to get outside of that zone is to face your fear and step into it. Well, it's going to be painful. And I want you to expect it to be hard. That first time, especially, it's going to be difficult. But here's the truth. Nothing that's difficult, nothing that's worthwhile really ever comes without difficulty. I mean, I just want you to expect that life is going to be hard. Like, expect it. Don't expect life to be easy. It's not designed to be. It's designed to be hard. So if you can get comfortable with this idea of I am going to do things that make me uncomfortable all the time so I can expand my comfort zone, you'll be able to live a much broader life. You'll be comfortable doing more things. You know, when I first got started in sales, I'll tell you a story. I had a friend that convinced me to go do door-to-door sales. I don't do door-to-door sales anymore. Many years ago, I did. But there was a time where he convinced me to go try this. And my training consisted of this. I followed this guy around for about five doors. He got in and sold something and said, hey, go try it across the street. It was completely uncomfortable. I went over there and I thought I was going to mess up. And sure enough, I did. Things went really, really bad. It didn't happen for a little bit. But I noticed later that as I continued to knock on these doors, that it actually got easier for me to just talk to people and go that way. I eventually decided, and I actually did okay at door-to-door sales, but I decided not to continue doing it. But that experience of being uncomfortable, eventually it led to a point where I could sell to businesses. It led to a point where I could sell even to small governments, to big government-funded entities, to organizations or associations. If you can get to the point, you know, and eventually it got to a point where now I do public speaking on a stage and it's comfortable for me. So I just want to challenge you that if you want life to be better, first of all, accept the fact that it's going to be hard. Number two, be brave and step into the darkness. Embrace the hardness. Life's hard. And as you do it, you'll notice that life actually gets easier. As you accept that it's hard and you step into it, it ends up getting easier. The short-term hard way is really the long-term easy way. So when you're thinking about being a good dad, a good parent, good employee, or good business person, the things that you're afraid of, as long as they're based on principle and they're right, they're good to do, but do them. Like, step into that fear. And that's my thought. I'm going to tell you it doesn't get easier, but I will tell you the good news is if you do it, you'll not only feel that power that comes from being brave, but over time, you'll become the kind of person who steps into discomfort all the time, and you'll be okay, and you'll know it. So good luck today. Dads, business owners, salespeople, whoever I'm talking to today, I want you to know, get comfortable with discomfort and expand that comfort zone. Thanks. Thanks for listening to the Principal Podcast today. Sign up for my newsletter specifically geared towards helping you be an awesome dad, an awesome parent, to be able to better lead, love, and influence your family and children at exane.com/subscribe. That's exane.com/subscribe. Spelled EKSAYN.com/subscribe. This newsletter is going to give you tips about how to be a great dad with the links in the show notes. But whatever you do, remember that what you do in your own home will have more influence than anything else you do in the world. Thanks again for listening today.